And what does Satan do? He uses entertainment to infiltrate the human from the back door of the imagination. My goodness, we spoke about this in Revelation 13. I'll touch base on it, please. I beg you, listen, if you've missed it. Imagination. It is one of the most precious gifts given by God to every human. Every human. It's one of the most precious gifts ever given to humanity. It's called imagination. God Himself imagines before He creates. With your imagination, you could go anywhere and do wonders with your imagination. It's a God-given gift. But what happens when that imagination becomes unclean? You could imagine every evil thing you will ever imagine. It turns from holiness to filthiness. Did you know one of the most powerful things that could infiltrate your imagination is entertainment? Satan is smart. He has knowledge of thousands upon thousands of years. We are nothing compared to his knowledge and wisdom. We're nothing. Someone will say, I'm 21, I know what I'm doing. You're 21, you're fighting against someone who has knowledge of thousands of years. Who overcame your father, Adam. Do you think he can overcome you? Who do you think you are? He overcame your Adam, your father Adam. So entertainment is one of the most powerful things can be used to infiltrate your imagination. It comes from the back way of your imagination. And then guess what? When the imagination is manipulated, guess what? Your subconscious mind is manipulated. The subconscious mind, let me tell you, it is the sleepy mind. What is functional in you on a day-by-day basis is the rational mind. The rational mind, normally it's around 10% of your whole mind. You know the geniuses, they call geniuses Beethoven and people like that. When they go to 11, 12, they become geniuses. Two more knots, you become a genius. They become not normal people, like the two genius to be humans. Only 12% of their intellect they use. 90% is the subconscious, the sleepy one. When the subconscious is shaped by entertainment, I want to dance with somebody, yeah, yeah. I want to feel the heat with somebody, yeah, yeah. If you notice, Hollywood has become evil, evil, evil as the time goes by. All these so-called celebrities, you know, when they come on the stage, especially the females, huh? Habib Albi. When these Hollywood celebrities, they come on the stage, I beg you, if you pay attention to the drum beat, if you pay attention to the body moves, it is satanic rituals. It is a hypnotic way to brainwash you and infiltrate your imagination and scar it forever and then control the subconscious mind. By the way, the subconscious mind is the one that God uses to come to your rational. When the subconscious is controlled by evil, of course, God will not exist in your life anymore. Entertainment, Hollywood, destroyed millions of generations where they made them godless because of so-called music, dancing. And this girl comes and dances and everybody, yeah! What is this? Do you see them, how they jump? Controlled. They are controlled. They're controlled. They are carefully, please, it's not a joke. those drum beats, those, this is carefully orchestrated, carefully put together in this way to infiltrate your intellect, your subconscious, and your imagination. Wash you clean right out, away from God. Away from God. I beg you. I beg you. I beg you. Hollywood needs to be burned from the ground, from its roots. By the way, I'm not yelling. The Lord is screaming. He cried mightily. Yeah? He cried mightily. Revelation 18:2. He cried mightily. Wake up, people. Wake up, people. I am on my way back. I'm coming back. When I come back, I will clean. I will cleanse this whole world with fire. No more water. I did it at the time of your father Noah. And I made a promise. My rainbow is seven colors. Look at Satan. He uses six. Because Satan loves the number six. Six, six, six. The mark of the beast. Anyone home? Satan loves six. You know why he loves six? Because number six is incomplete. Seven is complete. God uses seven. 7 days of the week. Book of Revelation, seven trumpets, seven bowls, seven angels, because it's a complete number. Satan loves incomplete because he doesn't want you to be complete. He wants you to be incomplete to bring you hell, to bring you to hell. He promised our father Noah, no more rain, no more flood, and here is the arch of that beautiful covenant, the rainbow that appeared in the sky, seven colors. Look what they use now, six. And there are so-called churches that are proud to put that color on their. These are not the house of the Lord, it is the house of Satan. They don't ever call them churches. Don't ever call them churches. These are the sons of the snake. Even if they are cardinals, popes, bishops, I don't give one penny. They are the sons of the snake. He made a promise, no more rain. But God did not promise no more fire. So in the beginning, he wiped the world with water. In the end, he will wipe the world with fire. With fire. That's why World War III will start very soon. Nuclear warheads. And look at us. What are we fighting over? Still, my name, my position, my house, whatever. We're fighting over materialistic things. Materialistic things. We're fighting over materialistic things. And the Lord is coming back to wipe the world with fire. When are we gonna wake up? Don't listen to these Hollywood people. I'm not judging them, I'm praying for them. But don't, if they remain in this evil way, don't go there. What's this? Michael Jackson, where is Michael Jackson? They destroyed him mentally, physically. Where was that young boy, Michael Jackson, the innocent young boy who was a member in the church choir? What happened to Michael Jackson, poor innocent boy? Do you see what Satan does? Do you see? Is this what Hollywood is? You became famous, rich. What does it benefit a man if he gains the whole world and at the end loses himself? The Lord. The Lord endures forever. His word endures forever. It is the Lord. It is the Lord, my beloveds. Babylon the Great became a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. This is all symbolic. Every hated bird, this is every foul spirit, every law that is being introduced against Jesus Christ is a foul spirit and a hated bird. They think it's easy to remove the Bibles from the church, from their schools. They think it is easy to introduce laws against the Almighty, true divine God. You will answer for it. You will answer for it. God is the fair judge, and He judges fairly and squarely. No one gets away with it. No one. No one, my beloved. Anyway, I don't want to keep you here for too long. Verse 3. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. A fornication. Fornication, you know what? That adultery, in other words. Adultery. What is adultery? I'm attached to this body. And while I'm attached to this body, I go and attach myself to another body, a foreign one. That is adultery. As Christians, who are we attached to? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Aren't we? We are the members in the mystical body of Christ, and Christ is the head of this body. So we are attached to the Lord Jesus. While we are attached to the Lord, we go and attach ourselves to a foreign body. This is adultery. So when a nation that was one day Christian and now is an atheist, that is an adulterous nation.